Kenny, it's been a hectic week, and obviously there's been players in, players out. What's the latest with, obviously, John Covey's left the club?
John Covey's away. He's just, something's cropped up at home, and his wife's just had a baby. So, you know, obviously that's a big, very stressful for John. So he's gone, had to go back to England, so he'll probably not re-sign at this moment in time.
Obviously, there's also reports of Nathan Boyle isn't involved. What's the situation with Nathan, basically?
Nathan's still a Derry City player, so, you know, these rumours that gets around. So, you know, as far as I'm concerned, Nathan's still welcome at the club. It's just that he hasn't been getting enough game time, which is fair enough. And it's the same for others. There's other players that are not getting as much game time as we could like, but Nathan's had a lot of injuries, and that's curtailed his opportunities. And then when he comes back, he just hasn't had enough time to get properly ready and properly fit. But Nathan's a good player.
Obviously now it's back to a game now. After all the games that are coming up, it's another difficult one. I mean, we're still, what if we're going to feel a wee bit of a blip, but you know how good a side they are too.
Yeah, well, you know, the whole league, which I think the media has to be aware of, that there's going to be, with a 10-team league, you're going to get periods where teams lose a few on the bounce and they won a few on the bounce. It's happened, apart from the big two, it's happened to practically every other team in the league, where they won a few and then they lose a few, and it's like the inconsistency of the outcomes. But, you know, during the period when we've had the blip, it was remarkable how many decisions was going against us, and we just had really bad fortune. And when we were going well, we were having some luck as well. And you have to live with both of them, and hopefully our win on Monday night will help us get back to winning ways. We have a tough game at Waterford, as you say, and you know they're very, very strong in terms of the players they have, and they're very physical team as well, so we've got to be up for this game in every sense of the word.
It's going to be difficult. We know down there in the season it's a completely different game now, but the sun's hopefully going to be shining in Waterford, unlike the first night. But it's going to be a big pitch that'll hopefully suit your side.
Yeah, I hope so. Hopefully they'll water the pitch, you know, and I think that is the remit that the league should be giving to all teams. If they don't have the pitch in the pristine condition that it should be, through watering and through the proper treatment, then, you know, I think there should be points deducted of teams who don't get their pitches ready.
From your point of view, anybody sort of injured or back or anything? I know obviously Nicky Lowe's carrying an injury, doesn't play on Monday night. What's the situation?
We're not sure yet about Nicky. We're not sure about Gavin Pearce, so those are two doubtfuls.
And Darren Cole?
Darren Cole trained today, so he's looking a bit better. So we'll see how we can get everybody ready.